Okay. Let's get started. Now, while you cannot hear the music right now, there is music. We want you to take this moment right now in silence to set the energy that when you do this meditation, you are united with soul, that your will, your heart, and your mind are aligned with soul. And with all three of these bodies aligned, would like for you now to take a deep breath in all the way down to the pelvic floor and feeling that energizing you as it touches the Kundalini energy at the base of the spine, and feeling that for a moment, that surge of energy powering all your bodies. I'm just taking a moment to feel that energy, and it's not a jumpy energy. It's a steady energy, a light-filled energy. An energy of awareness and of your ability to be who and what you choose to be. And as you think about who and what you want to be, I would like for you to apply those energies to your long-term manifesting goal. As if to inform this goal of your imprint, your unique way of invoking and evoking the will to initiate, the will to be. And as you are invoking and invoking, I'd like for you to picture a pink lightning bolt coming down out of the highest reaches of the universal mind, all the way down from the sea of light, down through Monad's mind, into the mind of soul, and through soul, this beautiful, soft pink lightning bolt is traveling down to the crown of your head, bringing insights and revelations about your goal, informing you about all the energies you'll be creating and drawing upon in this manifestation. And as you are accessing this initiating energy of the will to initiate, you are setting in motion all the energies necessary for its completion. And just allowing it. Just allowing your mind to be illumined And having these ideas that will help you the most being revealed to you. And this soft pink lightning bolt is followed by these beautiful, transparent rings of light in many, many colors, traveling down from the universal mind, down, saturating the sea of light and continuing to travel down to monad, one after the other, these perfect rings of light in various colors and in different sizes. And they travel down through soul's mind into your mind, and down your central pole of light, stacking one upon the other, expanding your information, your ideas, revealing thoughts, your stops and blockers, all those thoughts to have that tell you you cannot have what you want, that you are not in control. But control has nothing to do with anything. For when you are creating, you are in a different flow. You are in the flow of yourself as soul. And you're allowing yourself to ride that flow from soul. And that flow is being illumined by the Sword of Truth, helping you know truth, to know the truth of how to create exactly what you want. And en route to that clarity, of that knowledge, that beginnings, in order to clean that energy up so that you might have the clearest, cleanest goal you can imagine, there are the flames of purification. And those flames are going through and through you, through your emotions, through your mind, clearing, cleansing, sanctifying, preparing to create a perfect creation. Not perfect in the sense that it is without any flaws, without any challenges and opportunities. For those challenges, those opportunities are what makes a creation perfect. For the purpose of all activity on this plane is growth. Let that sink into the very depth and core of your being, that the entire focus and purpose of your existence in this illusion, on this plane, is growth. And the most important things you can focus on is, where is this asking me to grow? What opportunity is confronting me or facing me or right in front of me? For the will to initiate, the will to be, is very much about what you will to be. You are willing things to be, to exist, to become. And as you allow yourself time to integrate this truth, to understand it's all about growth. And one definite sense, growth and love are one and the same. In one definite sense. And that sense is that everything that happens is an opportunity to love better, deeper, greater. And it all begins here with the will to initiate, the will to be. The will to be aware of opportunity. The will to be clear about your goal. The will to receive insights and revelations which prepare you for the will to unify and to see things in wholes. From one definite sense, the energies of the wills lead from one will to the other, but not always in the same order. So important to remember they work together. The wills are meant to work together. And now, invoking and evoking the will to be fearless, the will to be courageous, the will to be truthful, particularly with yourself, to be truthful with yourself, and the will to initiate within yourself a steady, one-pointed focus on learning to manifest with the wills. And taking a moment now to picture yourself on the Rainbow Bridge. And as you are sitting there on the Rainbow Bridge, calling yourself a soul to you, and soul responds to your call, joining you. And in the joining is your beginning. Going right back into it. Focusing on the goals and asking for soul's insights. soul's revelations about this goal. Ask for soul's help in understanding, into seeing, hearing all those thoughts that have impact on your goal. Thanking the Master Elmoria, thanking the will to be, the will to initiate, thanking yourself as soul, thanking your personality and all those voices within who are helping you understand who you have been so that you can choose who you wish to become. And as you're holding this goal in your mind, and now bringing in the short-term goal and letting that ride these energies, and just taking on those important qualities from the will to initiate and the will to be. And now, holding up that flaming sword and letting it illumine your mental fields and letting them show you the truth about your thoughts, all of them, as many as you can reasonably identify those that will most help you to create that creation, that manifestation of both of your goals in just the right way, just the right form, just the right energies for you and for your flow. Opening your mind to seek out flow, to be open for that contact. Affirming for yourself, you will know when you feel it. You will know right flow when you feel it. You will know right flow when you feel it. But do not fail to act upon what you are being urged to do, regardless of whether or not it looks related to your goal. Follow your urges. We're not talking about your urge to get it done and over with. We're not talking about your urge to comply with somebody else's time schedule. We are talking about an inner knowing that now is the time, and knowing the place where it will be and following it Only through trying this process and following it will you learn to trust it. But if you do not give it an opportunity, you will not trust it. You will not have the experience that following it gives you, and the faith that comes through the experiencing. All right. And now, opening your mind for what comes next. Affirming your faith in the process, trusting yourself to know, trusting yourself. Blending and merging with yourself as soul. And blending and merging the energies of the will to initiate, the will to be. Merging and blending with those energies, with your soul. Creating this beautiful synergy of energies. That get things started. That births things anew, that bring to you those new ideas, new perceptions, that give you greater clarity about what you want. I want you to invoke and evoke the energies of the will to act, asking for clear thoughts and a beautiful aura. And as you hear the sounds, it is clearing and cleaning your aura, making it more and more beautiful. And the will to express augments this. It is causing this to grow and expand. And to become, to manifest in the fullness of time. Just allowing yourself to experience this. And as your forms and fields are being cleansed, you are letting go of all those energies healed and transformed, those blocks and stoppers. Falling away, healed and transformed into the violet flames. Who know exactly what to do. And as those energies reach the peak of opportunity, something new is created. Just allowing it, whatever it is. Remembering these energies are received uniquely by you, invoked and evoked uniquely by you. Empowering you to create your unique reality, which exists in harmony with everyone else's perception of their reality, and finding that these energies dovetail in and out, meeting and separating, sometimes coming together, sometimes blending and merging, and other times going through stages of peeling back the layers until it's all revealed. All the blocks and stoppers laid bare so that they may receive your loving transformation. And as you harmonize with this ability to detach, to let it go, more opportunities open up for you to learn to detach, so that you are not a slave to any habit or pattern, to any particular idea or ideal that your consciousness is greater than one faith system, and in point of fact could accommodate them all if that is your intention. And now, here on the Rainbow Bridge, with yourself as soul, just imagining every hand, every soul involved, and you're all focused on the opportunity that is being presented to you all. Just that, just an acknowledgement. Bowing to recognize the divine in everyone present, in every soul. Thanking yourself as soul and allowing yourself to feel their love and their support coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. I bid you namaste.